We continue with this month's snapshot, an iconic photo from November 14, 1960, on page 26 of the magazine. On this day, Ruby Bridges, then 6 years old, became one of the first black children in New Orleans to be educated at a previously all-white school. It was the beginning of the desegregation of the education system in the southern states, 6 years after the U.S. Supreme Court banned segregated schools. We take a closer look at the photo and Ruby's story.
A courageous girl. Ruby Bridges was the only black child to integrate the all-white William France Elementary School on November 14, 1960. Two other black pupils that had been selected to join her decided to stay in their black schools. On Ruby's first day, she was met by a hostile crowd of whites chanting, 2, 4, 6, 8, we don't want to integrate. It would be many weeks before they dispersed, and she no longer needed police protection.
Ruby's protectors. Charles Burks was one of four U.S. Marshals who escorted Ruby to and from school every day for several months. I knew what we were doing was right, and we were going to make sure it happened, he said in 2013. U.S. Marshals sat outside Ruby's classroom and would even escort her down the hall to the toilet.
An empty school. Ruby spent the first few months alone in a classroom with Mrs. Henry, the only person who had agreed to teach her. White parents boycotted the school on Ruby's arrival, emptying it of its 500 students. All I saw was empty desks, Ruby recalls. I didn't see one child. Protests finally calmed down, and some white students returned, occasionally joining her in class.
Ruby's later life. Ruby went on to graduate from business school and is now a civil rights activist. She created the Ruby Bridges Foundation in 1999 to fight racism. It's a grown-up disease, she says, and we must stop using children to spread it. She now tells her story to children in schools all over the USA. I see the hope most of us don't see. My story moves kids. How my teacher, Mrs. Henry, didn't judge me. How all I wanted was a friend. Kids get that. They cannot understand why we, as adults, cannot come together.